That night he sat on the corner of his bed, hunched over, thinking he was losing his mind, and terrified that he would be locked up. Over the subsequent week, images kept flooding into his mind, and he was afraid of breaking down completely. He thought about taking a knife and plunging it into his leg just to stop the mental pictures. Then the panic attack started to be accompanied by seizures, which he called epileptic fits. He scratched his body until he bled. He constantly felt hot, sweaty, and agitated. Between panic attacks, he felt like a zombie. He observed himself from a distance, as if what he was experiencing were actually happening to somebody else. In April, he received an administrative discharge, just 10 days short of being eligible to receive full benefits. When Julian entered my office almost a year later, I saw a handsome, muscular guy who looked depressed and defeated. He told me immediately that he felt terrible about having left the Air Force. He wanted to make it his career, and he'd always received excellent evaluations. He loved the challenges and the teamwork, and he missed the structure of the military lifestyle. Julian was born in a Boston suburb, the second oldest of five children. His father left the family when Julian was about six because he could not tolerate living with Julian's emotionally labile mother. Julian and his father get along quite well, but he sometimes reproaches his father for having worked too hard to support his family and for abandoning him to the care of his unbalanced mother. Neither his parents nor any of his siblings has ever received psychiatric care or been involved with drugs. Julian was a popular athlete in high school. Although he had many friends, he felt pretty bad about himself and covered up for being a poor student by drinking and partying. He feels ashamed that he took advantage of his popularity and good looks by having sex with many girls. He mentioned wanting to call several of them to apologize for how badly he'd treated them. He remembered always hating his body. In high school, he took steroids to pump himself up and smoked marijuana almost every day. He didn't go to college, and after graduating from high school, he was virtually homeless for almost a year because he could no longer stand living with his mother. He enlisted to try to get his life back on track.